Hello, everybody.
Hi, guys.
You're listening to our
big
epic
adventure.
And today is the season finale. Of season one of Mark and Chloe's Big Epic Adventure.
Woo!
If you're listening to us through the radio station, I'm sorry we hijacked your regular listening experience, but we have some things to say.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have some very special people with us who have been on previous episodes, and we wanted to bring them back so we can get little updates and we can finish out the season on a very fun and amazing, wonderful Fortnite coded note.
Right.
Yes.
I was thinking that too. If everyone, we have Shay here.
Hi.
We got Audrey over here.
Hi.
And of course, Jack. Oh, come on.
I'm sure.
You know how to clear a room.
Okay, Jack.
If you're listening to the radio station right now, Jack is the manager here.
Jack is the manager.
Yes. Not for much longer, though. I'm about to graduate.
He's graduating.
I actually just turned in my portfolio and my report for the internship. So, like.
Oh, my
gosh. What was that like? Was it like a lot of work? Or was
okay. So, I actually did the same thing last semester. So, I had last semester's report and I was able to kind of use it as a basis. And
that's nice.
I could kind of just adjust it accordingly. So, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
That's good.
So. Hear back about your portfolio?
Don't tell them I said that, though.
It was not easy. It was super difficult. He made a lot of experiences, and he learned a lot from
this. And he made it all new from scratch.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, Jack. I'm so proud of you. That's so exciting.
Also, Jack hasn't worked with us in the past month.
Yeah.
Because he had to leave.
I had to leave undisclosed workplace.
Yes.
It makes me so sad.
I know.
No, me too bad.
It is kind of like we're getting to the point where I've been in college so long that people are like leaving.
Everyone's leaving. It's sad.
It is so sad. But.
I'm happy to be leaving.
Like, yeah, I mean, for the people leaving, it's awesome.
I mean, I'm going to miss the people here, but like, I'm kind of done with this town, you know?
No.
Yeah. I'm done with this town.
Me too.
No, me
we're
too.
Done with
we're
this
done.
Town.
We're done. Where are you going, Jack?
I'm going back home.
Yes.
Back to Chicago.
Yeah, back to Chicago.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to Columbus. I thought you were going to Columbus.
I want to go to Columbus like after the summer. I got to get my money up.
Oh, he's got to get his money up.
That's so real. Yeah. Get that bag.
So
get that bread.
I'll work somewhere for the summer. Maybe like a factory or a warehouse.
For real. Okay, Jack.
Somewhere I can
gotta
get
those steel toe boots on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
I tried doing that.
Working mines.
So,
forklift certified.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What is that? Your CDL?
No
that
idea.
Will be a truck driver.
You don't need license
to
drive.
Bring a forklift truck side.
Yeah.
So I tried to work at a factory after my freshman year, and this is before I knew that I was transferring. And I was like, I'll probably just be here for the summer. And my sisters have all worked at factories. For their summers, because you get paid more,
right.
And it's usually seasonal. And I was like, yeah, I'm probably going to be going back to school in the fall. And they were like, you know, the process of what we do here is very in-depth, and you need to actually know what you're doing. And I don't think
in
you're going to be able to learn in the amount of time that you're going to be
here.
Oh,
wow.
And
no
I was
confidence
like,
in you
you're
at
making
all.
Tires here. They're like,
got
this is a very complex process. And it's like,
feel like
God,
factories are like doing one mind-numbing task over and over
exactly.
For hours.
Like, what? Yeah. Just give me the task and I'll do it right then.
Yeah.
It's
I'll
not
push
that
a button
hard.
All day.
Come on.
You know how hard it would be to find a factory job that was actually like that?
Okay.
Just pushing a button. Come on, Neil. They're hard. And it's long
factory
hours.
Jobs?
Yeah. And they treat you like shit.
Well, yes, of course. That's why we don't work there.
Yes, I know.
Well,
I'm just saying. It is how you get your money up, though.
Yeah.
So Jack,
it's like,
because
if I'm only doing it, you know, for a few months, like, I'll survive.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's this. I heard that our undisclosed work location has, like, one of the worst, like, how long the employees stay.
Turnover.
It's like,
turnover?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I could see that.
Like,
yeah,
actually.
I can see that.
Like, it's 100%.
Bad. Yeah. Whoa.
And we have seen people come and go.
Yeah. I'm surprised
just
we've all made
past,
it this long.
Right? Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to quit like years and years and years
I
ago.
Swear, my cousin just started working with us, and he was like, is it a good job? And I'm like, well.
You'll find out.
You'll find out
real quick.
It depends on who you're working with.
True. I agree.
That is so true.
I agree.
and what you're doing.
And like, if I'm in a good mood already. Yeah. Like, if I don't want to be there, I'm not.
Yeah, like, if I'm just, like, washing dishes and, like, someone else comes back there and we're just getting freaking lit to some bangers.
Then it's lit.
I've heard working at Chick-fil-A is, like, really bad.
Really?
Because everyone there only listens to, like, Christian music.
Oh,
and you're not allowed to swear. And, like...
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's, like, a weird... It's like, some Get Out vibes.
Screw
it. Like, I've been boycotting Chick-fil-A since 2019.
And after they're putting out chicken now that is has antibiotics in it, which is feeding into the antibiotic resistance crisis that we are currently undergoing right now, which I am doing a research project over that I'm presenting at KERS Saturday. And I'm telling you, we cannot be
feeding
into that.
We got a STEM major in the room with us.
Women in STEM.
We love
women in STEM. I'm also in STEM. Oh. Not a woman, but still there.
What do you do?
Not really. I mean, I work in an eye doctor's office.
Ooh. Yes.
That sounds like STEM to me.
Dude, STEM adjacent. Used to want to be an eye doctor, and then I was like, damn,
STEM
that
adjacent.
Shit would be crazy.
Yeah.
STEM
I would
adjacent.
Love
yes,
it.
That's
adjacent.
Funny. That was funny.
I just saw something that there's anesthesiologist, can I say that word?
Mm. Yes. Anesthesiologist.
Mm. She started out making like $110,000 a year. Mm. And then, and she only worked 3 days a week. And now she only works 10 hours a week. And she makes $100,000 just on that day.
Yeah, anesthesiologists make so much money.
That's is that real?
Like, yes.
It's real.
Yes. Oh, they make a lot of money. And it's really not... I don't want to say it's like not that hard, but...
I'm pretty sure, isn't it just
that.
You have to you have to understand like weight conversions for anesthesia, but that's I think that's like the
that's like basic math. Basically. I feel like,
but you have to go through all the prereqs to get
there. But not, of course,
and of course. But I mean, I've met anesthesiologists that say that their job is super easy. Mm-hmm. So
on Grey's Anatomy,
I don't think you have to go to medical school, do you?
I think you just
I looked up about how much teachers make, and we like first year teachers make less than 30K.
Yeah, I was gonna say
a year.
50K at most.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like almost
so that
minimum
sucks.
Wage.
That's like
I know. It's terrible.
Dump on.
It's terrible.
I make 25
or 26. Cut that.
So this life sucks and I'm gonna drop out.
I'm gonna shut up.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
Wait, what am I cutting? Am I cutting something?
Most important jobs.
No. Just half of the name of the undisclosed work.
Oh.
But it was only half of it.
Oh, okay.
And also like we can cut it in post. Like,
right, exactly.
It's no one's listening right
cut
now.
Cut it in post.
So
hey, I bet we have so many listeners right now. Don't tell anyone.
I wish we could listen to the next song.
Hmm?
I wish we could listen to the next song.
I know, but I want to be with you. Oh, G-U-Y by Lady Gaga.
Oh.
I wanna be that guy.
Okay.
I've kind of been obsessed with that song for a few months. It's been on a repeat for me.
Okay.
So as you guys know, this is our last episode of the season, as we've mentioned. And there are a few things that we need to cover before we say goodbye for just... 2 weeks, guys. We're gonna be back pretty soon.
Don't even worry.
We just want to make sure that we can finish off this semester as strong as possible, and then we are going to get right back into season two, which we already have a few ideas for, and we have our great friend and undisclosed work location coworker Andrew working on a logo for us.
Love Andrew. Yes,
isn't
Andrew.
That so crazy?
Shout out Andrew.
And I feel like that's like I feel like. Projects like this should be about bringing together people like college students who are trying to get experience on certain things, and I feel like that's like the perfect because he's in graphic design.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's perfect.
I'm like, what? Thank you.
And
that's
now you
so
can
great.
Use that in your portfolio on your resume.
No, literally, it's so exciting.
So that's gonna happen in 2 weeks, and hopefully we're gonna start getting YouTube videos up as well. But we'll see how that goes.
That's exciting.
There are cameras
really
in this
that.
Building that you can set up in here.
No, you're lying.
As long as we can do it over the summer.
And why didn't he tell us this?
Are we
allowed
to take him outside?
Yeah, you can like. Well, actually, you might have to like go through a class before you. they rent them to you.
Right. But, like, to make sure you that you're okay with them.
But I'm sure you'll find someone that can rent them out for you.
There's plenty of TikTok shop video cams going around, guys.
I'm sure. I'm
$20.
Pretty much.
$20, don't even worry.
So last week, we had a terrible crisis here.
It was fucking
and
awful.
We almost had that crisis here today, but... You guys don't know this if you're listening through Apple or Spotify. We are live, actually. Mm-hmm. This is the first time we've gone live ever.
Oh, well, we went live on Instagram.
We did go live on Instagram. BGFalconMedia.com.
Yes, BGFalconMedia.
Falcon Radio, listen. Plenty other shows exactly like this one.
Yeah, seriously. Yes. I think they were just finishing up a show before we got in here. And are they still doing the blind dating? Or is that...
Nah.
Or is it the variety show?
Did they get any couples?
It was the variety
no?
show. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear all the blind dating shows. I edited one of them.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't.
Come on.
I would have loved to know that drama.
Yeah. It would have been fun. I just didn't have the time.
Right.
Yeah. Every time they were doing it, like, I had a class or I had to work or something.
Yeah. I saw it, and I was like...
They were usually doing it, like, right before we were recording. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But we had a problem because the music from the radio mm-hmm. station was playing over our recording of our voices.
And we filmed. We recorded the whole entire thing.
The entire thing.
50-something minutes long.
It was like an hour and 10, I think.
An hour and 10 minutes long. And we started listening to it. And the music was just playing in the background. We couldn't even hear our voices at all.
My
heart
fell out of my ass.
It was terrible.
It was horrible. And...
If you want to go to our Instagrams, you can see our reactions to the...
Yeah, seriously.
But it was terrible.
And I was going to try and fix it to try and get the audio out of there, but I'm not skilled enough for that.
We were having just a bad day. Oh, my God. Can I tell about after? Mm-hmm. So we were like, okay. Oh, well...
Or
okay, we were
well,
like...
Well, we got rained on and poured on.
Yes, we got rained on and poured on. Came in. On. Came in here. Recorded the whole thing. Then that whole thing happened with the... audio mm-hmm. and then we're like, okay, we need to just go home and play Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
But we were gonna hang out for a little bit first, so we hung out, we got Taco Bell, we ate it.
The cantina
meal is so good. We went live on Instagram, and then when we were going home, we got McDonald's Oreo flurries.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so good. And I was like, yes, I can't wait to get on Fortnite. This is going to be so fun. He dropped me off. Then I got in my house, turned on Fortnite, download needed for the update. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is not real. This is not real.
How long was it?
Literally. And then I was like, oh, shit, let me text Mark. Looked around. Phone was nowhere to be found.
Where was it?
I waited for my roommate. I was just like, okay, I'll just wait until Fortnite's done because I'm not walking all the way over there.
Just get a headset to let them know.
I was like, I don't know where my phone is. Then my roommate got home and I called Mark and my phone was in his car.
That's
it was just so unfortunate. Yeah.
That whole day was just
it was
bad.
I almost started crying.
It was
and I was
bad
just sitting
bad.
In my room like...
No, seriously, was like, ugh.
It was terrible.
And we wanted to play with Rainbow Pizza.
Yes, but then she got sick and wasn't feeling well.
Yeah. Wow. So that was our crisis from last week. I also need my phone to stop locking so I can keep looking at our notes.
I think if you take the audio and put it on like a subreddit or something, then the hardcore Mark and Chloe's Big Epic Adventure fans will find it.
True, and they'll fix it for us.
But it's you have to do it like under some other account though. Like, hey, this is leaked audio.
This is lost media.
And, like,
I need to get their voices.
Yeah, like, put it on a form, like, so that someone will find. Because that's where you find like the real passionate motherfuckers.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true.
I'm sure someone would do that for us.
And so some of the things we covered last week that we obviously didn't get to share with you all. One, the solar eclipse was beautiful and amazing. And
oh my God.
It was the most magnificent sight I've ever seen.
I was emotional.
I started crying.
I was literally crying. Emotional.
It was crazy.
Chloe was crying.
I was crying.
She kept saying that she was crying.
I said, I'm crying. I said, I'm crying.
And
I looked at it too. I'm not gonna lie, I did look at it.
Oh, I did too.
My sister thought it was the end,
and I got a headache after. I was like,
no.
Well, I know there's like a pressure change. There's some kind of pressure change that goes on with the eclipse that's supposed to
was cold.
It got cold.
It got cold. And it was so pretty because it was like a full, it was like a 360 sunset around you, and it was so pretty.
And I was by like the Stroh Center and like the stadium, and it was just such a beautiful
Went to the stadium?
Yeah.
There were so, I
but
saw
like
the
I was like outside
so
of it.
So many people.
Like, because there was like fields around, and we were all just sitting on the grass and watching it. It was so beautiful.
It was my mom's B-Day.
Oh,
isn't that so special?
Yes.
And like, my mom's B-Day was 2 days back.
No, the 16th.
Aries Queens.
But it was our aunt's birthday on the day of the solar eclipse as well.
Oh,
I
remember
like,
you saying that.
It was somebody's birthday, but I knew it wasn't mom's birthday.
And she was like, this is the best birthday ever.
Yeah, that would be a gift,
like,
honestly.
Wow.
I mean, it really was.
From the universe.
And she enjoyed it, and we had the best day, but...
Jack, where were you during that eclipse?
I was at the old golf course, or the disc golf. Yeah.
Baller?
Yeah.
Oh, by the water tower?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's where we were.
That's where
we
were.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
It was like a perfect view. It was beautiful.
It was amazing.
Like, well, I was so nervous about the clouds, too, because they kept, like, I kept checking my weather, and it said it was going to be cloudy, and I was like, come on, please no. Please no.
Our cousin went, like, he was telling us that his teacher went to Texas instead of coming here because it was supposed to be clear down there. But they were like having like a full on thunderstorm. Like it was terrible.
Oh, that's so
like,
unfortunate.
Damn, that sucks.
But the rest of the day was so beautiful.
Yeah.
It was so sunny. Everybody
was
out.
The best days ever.
Yeah, well, after it got cold, it didn't really get hot again like it was before. And it was like perfect just to be outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was so cute.
And all the darties,
it was so
too.
Freaking cute. Yeah.
It was so fun.
Mm-hmm. Just looking around at all the humans just in wonder at the
same
time.
Really?
It's so
cute.
Dude, some bitch.
I felt really
all the humans in wonder, dude, this bitch.
This bitch.
But it's true, this guy who was doing like the yard work or whatever I guess, but he
still,
was like leaf blowing.
He didn't give a fuck.
He was leaf blowing and mowing.
And mowing and like trimming the weeds or whatever
during totality
and we were like shut the fuck up.
literally wait like 5 minutes.
I can't even believe
that.
Death.
It was terrible
to all of
us. I was like, watch the fucking solar eclipse.
Oh my god,
I was like, put your glasses on. I'm sorry.
How crowded was undisclosed workplace that day?
I will say I'm blanking, but I'm like that week I had seen, like, I went to B-Dubs and then I left B-Dubs and I saw in the parking lot of undisclosed work location French signs, but from far away,
what?
I thought it was
what?
A funeral procession.
What are you talking about? What do you mean
French
signs?
No, hanging out of these cars.
Like
they were
like
signs.
Flags?
Like
oh,
these.
They were...
these French flags hanging out of the cars.
Oh.
And at first I thought it was a funeral because it was all black cars. And I was like, oh my God, they did not stop.
Oh, that's terrible.
On his closed worker location to eat some damn food before they go take this man to his resting place. And,
it's
like a literal.
Was it a funeral?
No, it was people. I'm pretty sure it was people from France
coming
to see. The solar eclipse.
French embassy.
Because
the French is coming.
That's like, wild. You come all the way from France to Bowling Green, Ohio.
I know, yeah, like,
sure.
What
do
even is
la
that?
Do we parler français? Oui, non,
je suis Marc.
Ça va?
Ça va?
Oui, bien. Très bien.
Oui, oui, beaucoup.
Okay, get into it.
We are the French.
So, after the eclipse, we also talked about JoJo Siwa and how she didn't write... that song. She didn't write it.
She didn't write
and
that song.
The girl who did write it released it onto Apple Music
and
Spotify.
At the top of the charts.
Yeah. So if you would prefer to listen to that version, it's available to you now.
You
and you don't
it's
have to support
good.
I bet it's better.
It is better.
Well, it's way more Y2K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like that vibe more.
Yeah.
Me too.
I love
so, but I will.
But I also I like people who like are actually really good at singing.
Yeah.
Right. I like listening to that more.
Right.
No offense, but
also,
like,
also I heard some tea about
the girl
JoJo
that wrote
Siwa.
It isn't good singing.
Is good at singing. Oh. I'd rather listen
What's
to
the
that
tea?
One
than JoJo.
Yeah, I heard that JoJo and her mom, like a few years ago, bullied a disabled girl.
No.
What?
I think I heard about that,
actually. At the dance studio.
Wait, what?
And she was, her stomach was bleeding, and they kept making her dance. And
like, internally
so,
bleeding? Or, like,
I'm not sure the full story, but I know that this girl was, like, abused by them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why people are saying it, don't stream her version, because then you're supporting, like, those actions.
Wow.
So if you need a reason.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So there's more tea.
Joe.
Written in the crevices
Jojo!
Of.
Jojo!
Have you learned nothing?
Sorry. That's
and
terrible.
Also,
she didn't learn anything.
No.
She didn't. No,
she
didn't.
She needs time to reflect.
Like, to cut her a little bit of slack, she was a child actor that got influenced by so many different factors going on.
Yeah.
So she might not understand. She might not have under, because I think she was only like, it was before she was like an adult that this happened.
Was
yeah.
it with the,
I don't think it was JoJo's fault, in my
it
opinion.
Was probably, I think it was mostly
if
her mom.
If she would have stuck up for that girl, she would have gotten,
she would have gotten it too.
Yeah, she would have gotten yelled at and shit.
True.
Yeah. So like,
Dream
I can't
guest
really...
on my podcast? let's spice it up a bit. One of my exes.
Probably one of my exes.
Terrible.
I can't with her.
Well, I woke up this morning and I found out that Nessa likes...
No!
Jaden likes Nessa! Nessa
I found
who?
Out this morning that Jaden likes Nessa, so... Yeah.
The fact Ooh. that was like Wait. The first phrase when we started being friends, like that's what we were obsessed with at the time.
I found out this morning that Jaden likes Nessa. You guys need to watch that clip. It's so
Wait,
funny.
No, but
that.
Literally, Chloe and Jude say it all the time, still
yeah.
to this day.
Like, I do.
All the time.
Because it's funny. Yeah. But no one knows the clip because it's not like viral.
I don't even
or
think I've seen it. I just started saying it because you were
no,
saying
No, I've never
it.
Seen it either, Mark.
What is it?
It's a clip. Say okay,
it's like
you know,
Nessa Barrett.
You know
yeah.
Nessa Barrett
yeah.
and Jaden and Josh's drama?
Yeah.
She already knew what
she
you
went.
Were
she
about.
Went on Call Her Daddy podcast.
Okay.
And Alex was like, so there's more drama. And then Mads is like, yeah. I found out this morning that Jaden likes Nessa. So. Yeah.
I feel like I've heard of that.
It's so funny.
It's just so. I feel like it's just the perfect response.
whenever someone says, yeah, I'm like, yeah. I found out this morning that Jaden likes Nessa. So.
Well, speaking of the things we said before, like at the beginning of this project that we're doing, I just want to say how thankful I am for mm-hmm. this whole semester. I feel like Aww. Like I'm just so happy that I have gotten to do something like this, and it's honestly has made me feel so much better about everything.
Me too.
And I'm like, if when something bad happens, I'm like, it's material for the pod.
I swear.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing anymore, and I don't have to dwell on it because I'm like, we can flesh this out on the pod.
It's
and
like a therapy room.
Exactly.
And it has been, even
has
the whole
been.
Instance
Trust.
With
no.
spring break.
Yeah.
If you go back to Audrey's
oh,
episode.
We need an update on that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so things are a lot better now. We are all friends, and we were able to talk things out. And my one roommate, the one that I'm more closer to, you know, we were like, yeah, I mean, the fight was just like a sister fight, like, you know, and things were completely misunderstood about a lot of things. And apparently they didn't want to leave Florida. The people at the hotel were kicking them out, but they didn't kick me out.
Oh,
that's
why?
What's
what?
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. They were like, oh, well, you guys have to leave. But that's why, like, things were just really, really messed up. And mm-hmm. obviously, like, they left early in that morning. And then that's when I woke up confused. And I was like, what is going on?
But also, why didn't they wake you up to tell you that they were
That
leaving?
Is true.
Right.
There's still plot
they,
holes.
Yeah,
there's
there,
plot holes.
There are. But things are definitely a lot better. Everything's
good.
All good.
Good.
But things are still a little weird between my other roommate. We haven't really been talking really that much. Mm-hmm. But things are still chill. But, yeah, that is the best update I can give.
Well, I'm
that.
Glad you're not living in turmoil anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It was just a little bump
Did anything
in
happen
the
with
road.
Your your carpet?
So my carpet did get completely fixed. They redid all of it, and thankfully they didn't charge me for any of it. So,
dubs.
Jack, do you have any updates to share with us about the last time you've been on the pod?
I don't even remember what we talked about.
I don't know.
We talked about Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy Rose.
Oh my god! Oh, yeah. We did.
I'm jealous of that conversation.
We talked about that. We talked about Poor Things.
Oh and my god! About... I saw it.
Oh, you did?
Yes. I thought it was so good. I thought it was so good.
It's on Hulu.
It is on Hulu. You should watch.
There are a lot of movies that we need to see that are coming out, especially Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda. Well, Challengers is the one with Zendaya.
Yes. Oh my god. I was supposed to request off work for that so I could go see it with Sydney, but I forgot to do it, and then I got scheduled for that night.
Well, summer's coming. Summer's approaching.
Is that the one with the two men that like?
Yeah.
And the tennis. Yeah.
In the drama.
I was like a sport. I can't remember which one.
I haven't heard of that.
It looks good.
I'm so excited.
It looks like tea. I guess no, it looks like drama. 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And apparently she's scared for her grandma to watch it. So what does that mean?
Watch out, grandma. That's what that means.
But anyways, Jack.
Watch out, grandma.
What are your plans since you're graduating?
Well, I'm going to move back home for however long I need to. I'm going to try and get my money up as quick as possible. So if I got to lift some stuff.
We got to get that GoFundMe
going. I'd
like
a job where I have to lift things. I
think really?
Yeah, because then I could like get my exercise in.
Okay, he's been grinding the gym. He's nasty when he's at the gym like all the time. And I'm like, oh my god, Jack,
I need to.
So proud of you.
I was on such a good routine at the beginning of the semester, and then I fell out of it.
Oh my gosh,
bad.
Me too.
Hey, life happens.
But my brother worked at FedEx, and he was getting like 6 miles.
Oh.
My brother, when he was working at FedEx. Or not
walking?
FedEx. UPS? I don't know. One of those factories where they take the packages, whatever.
6 miles of
6 walking? Miles every shift.
Oh.
When I was walking, a server, we would do like 8.
Honestly, we walk.
Yeah, but we're not allowed to wear our watches.
Unless you're me. Dump button.
Unless you're me.
No.
I just hit the dump button.
Right, you can put a big bleep over it in post.
That's crazy.
Wait, so what is it? Is it still dumping?
Yeah, so it's like, it's
can they hear us
back
now?
Up now.
Oh. Okay.
Well, they will be able to when it gets back. Yeah.
I am so dead.
Yeah, it runs on a delay, so it
would
like
be me.
Anyway.
Yeah. It would be me to say it.
No, I said it too. I said it.
I almost said it.
We just get so, it's just so casual that we.
Well, I used to wear my watch under my long sleeve shirt, and we took a lot of steps at work. So
it's true.
And we can't sit down.
Are they still enforcing like the nose ring stuff?
No. Thank God. And I've
never took mine out.
Me neither.
That's a dumb rule.
I was like,
I felt bad for Andrew because Andrew put a whole earring in his nose. And I was like, why are you doing that? I was like, do you want like a nose hoop or something or like something else? And I was going to bring him one. And then they were like, well, Andrew, like, you're not supposed to have a nose piercing, like, period. Like, I don't know why you just put an earring in your nose. Like, he switched his hoop to an earring. He thought I can have a stud in. Like, Andrew.
That's funny. But I don't get that if we're allowed to wear earrings. Either make you take out all your jewelry or... Don't.
Well, it's not like your piercings are falling out of your face.
Literally.
Into the food.
Exactly.
Especially when you have a hoop or like my septum, for instance, like it's not going anywhere.
Exactly.
Literally.
Like I could literally tug on it. It's not going anywhere.
I swear. It's so annoying. I hate that, please.
Me too.
And it's like, I don't know. Earrings do fall out. Earrings fall out a lot more than a face piercing.
Yeah.
True.
I agree.
Especially because of the angle. Like, they're dangling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, not to change the subject, but the janitor is walking by. The first episode, we kept talking about the janitor, and then we kept talking about the janitor, janitor, janitor. We're friends now.
You're friends with
him? Not really. He just waved to me last time when we were leaving.
Oh, yeah, true.
I was gonna say, what's his name?
No idea. Maybe I should ask.
His name
him
is
today.
Janitor.
His name is Jan.
Mr. Jan.
Jan.
Oh God, that's crazy.
But we thought he was creepy, but no, he seems.
Yeah,
kind of nice.
Well, he would like stare at us.
Yes,
yeah,
he like walked yeah. by with the. With
like,
the
come thing on.
Like, side eyeing us through the window, and I'm like, ah, what's up?
What you don't side eye people through the window when you're walking by? It's like what?
Okay, yeah, but he was a creepy janitor.
Oh yeah,
at
you
8
gotta
PM.
At least wave. I wave.
I wave too. Mm. I wave at everyone walking by.
I
half the time
put
they don't.
My head Hi. Down.
I would in this no, setting, but not outside.
Yeah,
looking into a window.
I say hi to a lot of people whenever I'm places.
OMG. Yeah, you do. Speaking of speaking to people, we saw Mer.
Yes,
I saw Mer.
So jealous. I could literally die because I was in the middle of a chem lab final exam.
Don't piss.
And I get out and I already have a headache because that whole morning I was writing a whole paper and I had to study for my exam. And my exam was from like 6 to 9 p.m. And then by the time I get out, I have a headache and everyone's seeing Mer. And I get back to my apartment and everybody's out at the bars and they saw him out there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, kill
me. I didn't
go
to that.
Oh my gosh.
I will say, if you missed it, you didn't miss much.
Okay.
I will like, agree with that.
I agree.
Like, being truly frank, my favorite part was when he danced with that guy at the end.
No, well, that part was epic.
No, yeah, it was epic.
It was
and,
epic.
And
the entire time, I just kept thinking, this man is a fruit.
Yes. Yes.
He's got a little fruit in his back pocket.
Yeah. 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 I see that too.
My gaydar.
Okay, but also.
Now, if they brought Sal, I would have been already done down there. Cause
when
I
he was
Sal.
When he
I
was trying to be a creep,
I wish all of them were there.
Wait,
I wish all of them were there.
On my knees on the
yes.
Yes. When he was trying to like, who was the creepiest? I was like, what is that fit? Like, that's
so, like, why was
he's
it
going
boring?
To the gay club.
Like,
he's
what was
I
gay
don't
club.
Know. He didn't really say many jokes. He was just like walking around with people.
Oh,
Mer just knocked
and,
my phone off the
it
desk.
Was, it, he was like cussing like every other word because he
really?
Was like, I'm not on television, so I can cuss. And also,
yeah.
There was a disclaimer at the beginning where he was like, do not record me.
What?
Well, I think I think you're not supposed
wait,
to at
why?
Comedy
you
shows.
Can't comedy?
I don't think you're supposed to because then it's like you can't retell jokes if they're all on the internet.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And especially if he wants to use it for like a...
His own like
a
promotional
documentary.
Thing.
Yeah,
that's
like a
fair.
Special episode or something.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah.
But he was like trying to make a joke out of people recording. He's like, put your mouth on it.
Yeah. But when there were people... There's a segment where he brought people up on the thing, on the... stage and they went through their phones or whatever and like were sending text messages
and that part was funny.
That part was a little bit funny, but there was one of the guys whose phone was like about to die or something and just bringing back to I always talk to people, I was like, anyone got a charger?
Literally. And we're mind you, we're all the way
like...
back in the back of the stadium.
Yeah.
She's
bless
yelling
her
this out for everybody to hear. It's dead quiet. Oh my god, I was cracked.
Everyone turned around like, hello.
I did that at Bonnaroo. Like, I was desperately looking for a cigarette because, side note, whenever I went to Bonnaroo this past summer, we went to, like, the after party show, and I had to give CPR to someone who was having a seizure,
no.
And I sat my bag down, and then right whenever the medical team came through after, like a while of me trying to do this,
right.
They were pushing us all back, and someone stole my bag. It had
are
all my
serious?
Had all my stuff in it, everything that I just bought from the vendors too, all in that bag, everything,
that's
including
foul.
My entire pack of cigarettes, and I was not
no.
about to go buy more cigarettes. So I was so whenever I went to go
did
see
they
Korn,
sell them there because they didn't when
no.
I was there.
Whenever, yeah, so whenever I went to see Korn, I was like, I need a cigarette right now, and I'm drunk, and
right.
I put my phone up, and it just said sig, and I was yelling at everyone, I was like, someone, please, sig.
Did you get one?
Sig, yeah, someone gave me a cigarette, so they came through.
What kind of cigarette was it?
I have no idea. I'm hoping it was Marlboro, or at least Camel Crush.
You're hoping right now that...
I'm hoping in that time it was.
That's funny.
But I cannot remember.
What you would have been hoping for.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That's funny as fuck.
So, and then Mer, they did some, like, live Impractical Jokers
oh,
at,
yeah.
at campus quarters.
When is it all?
And the guy, he just didn't have the right vibe. That guy he brought with him.
He was too hot.
No.
My opinion.
I wasn't going to say that.
That's what I was
I thought.
That they're fucking?
Oh,
what did you just say?
They're fucking.
Murren, that kid.
Murren the dude.
Murren that guy.
Wait, who even was he, though?
Alessandro. He was Eric.
His butt buddy.
What
type of thing did they do?
His butt buddy.
They did a live Impractical Jokers where it was Murr was.
Like on FaceTime.
Through an AirPod.
Threw an AirPod on FaceTime on the screen, and I was like, what's going on?
So he was, like, trying to, like,
he was throwing basketballs at the bar.
He went on top of the bar.
Shoving billiard balls into the hole.
Were they recording him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could see it live.
It was live.
Like, it was, like, a live.
It was, what does that call
it? So he did it, like, beforehand?
Yes.
So did he do it beforehand?
He was, like, on stage with him, and then he was like, okay, go to the bar, and we're gonna do that thing.
And then he, like, ran.
Oh, is that what was going on with the guy, like, on top of the bar or something?
Yeah, he got up on the bar, and he was shouting.
And he took his shirt off. And
Spring Break 89 or something.
I was wondering what that is. I saw that on Barstools, and I was like, what is going on?
What did that even mean?
I don't know.
Spring Break 1980?
I think it was just to say that he was old.
Maybe.
89.
But that part I was like, oh.
No.
I was like, well, shit. But Sydney was telling me something. She was like, I wonder, like, how long they have to film to actually get funny clips.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
no,
like, that whole time that they were there, it wasn't that funny.
I know.
None
of that was funny.
But to be honest, they were trying to do a whole bunch of things in, like, a very short amount of time.
I know. It was so short.
How long was it?
It was like from 8 to 9:30 or 9:15.
Oh. It didn't start till like 8:20.
Oh yeah, oh. True.
Because
we
got like an hour.
We got there at 8. Yeah.
I was done by that point though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If it went on for much longer, I would have left.
Yeah, I know. And
that's what I'm saying. We got to get Sal out here next
time.
I want to see Sal.
Or we need like all of them together. Because they could like feed off each other.
If I'm being
funnier.
So really deadly honest, I never watch that show.
Really?
And, like, I just don't watch Impractical Jokers.
I love Impractical Jokers.
I thought it was funny when I was younger.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen it since I was little, but it was so funny.
I feel like I've seen all of it.
Yeah.
Didn't
But it gave me so much anxiety.
Joe
left.
It seemed like he came back.
Hey, we should get their opinions on the Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh, yeah.
What?
True.
What?
Fuck, Mary, Kill.
For the Impractical Jokers.
Oh, I would.
Jack's like,
I couldn't even tell you like any of their names.
Really?
So I don't.
Yeah.
I would definitely.
I have very little relationship
marry
with Sal.
I would marry Sal, fuck Hugh, and kill Merm.
Yep.
And wait, what? Those
and
are
then
options,
there's
right?
The fourth one.
We
be your boyfriend. Joe.
Oh, definitely Joe. Yeah.
Well, we kind of kicked Joe out.
We kicked Joe out because
we didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, because we thought he was out of the group.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said.
He'll be your boyfriend if you
want.
Yeah.
I said.
He'll be my
I said. Wait, what'd I say? I said, fuck Q, marry Sal, kill Mer. That's what I said.
And fuck
that's
Mer.
Kill.
It sounds like you're saying, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, kill Mer.
I thought Aubrey said, fuck Hugh. Like
Hugh
Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, hot.
Oh, isn't he gay now?
Is he?
I'm pretty sure.
That's
okay,
amazing.
We love him.
Did you guys see The Greatest Showman?
That's amazing.
Nor.
Of course.
Nor?
Nor.
You never saw The Greatest Showman?
No.
I did. I don't remember it very well, but I did watch it.
I love that movie.
That's
something
the one that's
funny
like, I'm not throwing away my shot.
No. That's Hamilton.
I'm dead.
What is the one from Greatest Showman?
This
and
is
I
the greatest show.
Defying gravity.
No!
I'm dead. Now you're just singing.
I'm trying. These are the things that are coming to my head.
No, Defying Gravity is you know what?
We played Greatest Showman in band.
Oh.
Yeah, back in high school.
What did you do in band?
I played trumpet.
Hell yeah.
Damn, you kids are
good. You give trumpet player hardcore.
Oh, yeah. 100%. First chair.
Definitely.
I was last chair, but my mom thought that I was first chair, and so I never corrected her.
I'm done.
She was like, there's chairs.
On the opposite way.
It's like the best player to worst player.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jack
so
sucks.
What chair were you in?
I was in the last chair. I was at the very end, and I actually got, like, I was in the worst band, but they put me up to like the second worst band just because I was older than all the other kids. And then they tried to move me down, and I was like, if you move me down, I'm gonna quit.
How you have multiple bands at your school?
Yeah, yeah. There's like the shitty band. There's like the less shitty band, and there's just the two good bands.
Did you?
How big was your class?
Yeah. Where are you from?
Chicago.
Oh yeah,
around Chicago.
And I'm back in Chicago,
Chi-town, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Then multiple. How many people did you graduate with?
Oh, a lot.
As in,
I'm like, I don't even remember. So I want to say like 800 or something.
Bruh. In your grade? In your class?
That's think so, crazy. Yeah. It was a big
I graduated with like 200 people.
70. Yeah, mine was like 250.
72.
72?
Oh, wow, yeah. This kid was from a small last town.
Huh? Where'd you go to school?
Lakota.
Where's
Lakota?
I don't even know what Lakota, where Lakota
it's
is.
It's out in the sticks.
I'll take you out there one of these days.
I used to a vlog going back to our roots.
Where is it close to? Nowhere?
Nowhere.
Fastoria.
Is it towards like Gibsonburg?
Gibsonburg.
It's south of Gibsonburg. It's honestly kind of directly south of
Gibsonburg. Are we still talking
about
Ohio at this point?
Yeah. Dude, sometimes. Wait, where are
you from? I'm from Tennessee. Okay. I am from Tennessee, but I am from New Philadelphia. No, not in Pennsylvania. Everyone says that. But I'm right below Canton, Ohio. Mm. 30 minutes below Canton from T County.
Okay.
One thing I noticed is that being in college, everyone tells me where they're from. I know zero Ohio towns.
Well, I just really don't know where they are. I definitely learned a lot of cities from meeting so many people.
I
only know Northwest
Ohio. I still don't know. But also I'll ask people and then I'll forget in 0.1 seconds.
Right, exactly.
Well, actually, well, I do know Northeast. I know Solon.
I know these nuts.
Sorry. Youngstown, Akron, somewhat Cleveland.
Kent.
East Liverpool.
Bowling Green.
You all know East Liverpool?
Yeah.
Manchester.
My friend is he's from there.
That's the loudest Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Isn't Walnut Creek supposed to be like the richest place ever?
That's where I'm near, yeah. Walnut Where? Creek.
It's like the richest school district.
What?
Walnut Creek.
I thought that was the Amish country.
Walnut Creek.
Well, they're rich.
Probably different Walnut Creek. Yeah, because
they make a lot of food.
Oh, yeah, kids.
Farming. Yeah, farm.
they don't spend their money on anything.
They don't got anything.
They just save up.
They give it to the church, remember?
Exactly. That's what they tithe. That's what they're doing. They're I mean, do they even have a bank? Is there an Amish bank?
I doubt it.
They
my knowledge of Amish people
comes
from Weird Al.
Their money in the
it comes
Amish
from what?
Bank.
It comes from Weird Al. The Weird Al Amish Paradise song.
They would have it.
All proceeds go to the Amish.
They get paid from what? The government for their food or whatever? Or what?
Wait, are they connected to the government?
Do they get money in cash or do they get it through the bank then?
Probably like, just cash because they don't
use
debit
cards. It might
cards.
Be dollars and dollars for some crops.
Wait.
No, they might get money orders or something.
I don't know.
You know.
Oh, maybe. Like a cashier's check?
Yeah.
But like even that uses like technology to cash it.
Well, I saw some Amish girl on TikTok Live the other day.
Well, they're not
Not a very good Amish.
There's Amish, and then there's Mennonite.
Yeah.
Mennonite's allowed to do stuff.
Wait, what about her? Because I don't know
the difference.
But Mennonites still aren't allowed to look in the mirror and, like,
what?
Right?
What?
You're
no,
not allowed
I
to
mean,
look in
that
the
there's
mirror.
Like different.
Well, actually, I need that.
You're not allowed to look in the mirror?
No, because it's like a vanity thing.
Like
they think that
I
you're,
need
like,
that rule.
They
sounds
can't.
Awesome.
That's crazy. You don't have to worry
abolish
about anything.
Mirrors. Well, honestly, if you go into the Epler complex and you go to the bathroom on the second floor, you go into the men's room, there's no damn mirror.
Yeah.
You look up, it's a white wall. What's going on?
That's the one thing
I don't
like about
building.
The bathroom.
No, I don't either.
There's like always a big like body mirror in every bathroom. I'm like, yeah.
I can't relate, yeah. But yeah.
One other thing.
No, yes,
well, depending on the day.
Tonight.
What?
Is the release of Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department.
It's true.
And there's a lot of tea going around about it. Because let me clarify for everybody who might attack me for saying this, and I've said it before. I listen to Taylor Swift, but I don't think she's free from criticism. And if you don't
facts.
Think that someone can be criticized while still liking their music, you need to get checked.
I'll
frankly.
Criticize her all you want.
And so, first, this album has been leaked to the fullest extent on Twitter. I can't even scroll.
It's been leaked.
That, like, heavy. It's all leaked.
I heard that it was, but like, I didn't look into it.
And I just went on Twitter today, and every tweet is talking about, where can I get that leak? Who's got the link? Who's got the link? And I'm like,
just how wait can you not an hour, wait? Like,
I know, and you can listen to it for free for the service that you already pay for.
And how do you leak it? Like, how do you get a hold of
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Right? Like, and I'm like, this has got to be an inside job.
Who, like, when they give the records and stuff to, like, stores, and then they put them out on the day
Oh,
of.
Yeah, like, if you get the CD, like, if someone gets a CD, they can, like record it.
Yeah.
But, so, first, it's, like, the most leaked album in history. It had, like, 175,000 people that took the leak link.
Whoa.
Yeah. Jeez. So many people have already heard it. I've been fighting my demons trying not to listen.
Today?
No, it was at the beginning of the week. Because I think, or maybe Tuesday, because that's when everything started being like, who's got the link, who's got the link?
I want to know who did it.
Two, my professor thinks that this is going to be the downfall of Taylor Swift. Like, this era.
Why?
Because he says that, like, every artist has, like, the rise and fall. Mm-hmm. And he thinks it's going to be the fall because she's oversaturated the market. First of all, she's everywhere. Everybody's hearing about Taylor Swift all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like disco.
Yeah.
Disco got so oversaturated, everybody started burning their records of disco because they were so sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
So oversaturation, her being a billionaire, I think seriously damaged her reputation.
Also, frankly, the jokes of her thing.
The what?
The jet.
I know.
That was just about to say.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about that on Taylor Swift episode,
flying to go get her TV remote.
Yeah. Those memes are fun. Like, I think she's laughing at those memes, frankly.
There was one where she could have gone like 45 minutes driving and she did a 15 minute.
Yeah, it was like, it was from Missouri to Kansas, I think.
No.
Yeah.
The actual hell.
Like, just drive.
Come on.
It's 10 minutes.
So there's that. And also, my opinion, and I don't know if this is going to go down well, the marketing for this album feels very pretentious.
Mm.
And I don't know if you guys have seen the marketing.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't.
I didn't see anything. Very, like,
I didn't either.
It's trying to be very, like,
soft girl.
It's insisting upon itself almost as being poetic. Like,
it's like giving, like, trying to be indie
to me. Almost.
Like soft, like, I don't know.
Like, even, like, the words and the phrases, like, they're trying to be very elevated, like, Shakespearean.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why don't you just write something, like, from your
soul? Well, because it's, I think it's because it's, like, the poet, like, poet is just a big thing.
But every song's a poem. Yeah. So why are only these songs considered your Tortured Poets Department songs? But that's not, like,
I don't know.
It's just something about the vibe of it.
Songs are tortured. So.
Huh?
All of her shit's tortured. Isn't it? I don't know.
Not tortured. No,
she's
like,
tortured.
Like, she's tortured.
Oh, I was
she's
like, well, damn, I wouldn't say it's like, torture to listen to it, but.
Like, it's like melodrama torture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, speaking of melodrama, like, Stream Lord.
Yes.
Because
Stream
Lord. I love Lord. But
I saw Lord at Bonnaroo.
What?
That is so.
Oh my gosh.
Columbus had something called Wonder Ball, Wonderfest or something,
yeah,
and Lord
that.
Played there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why didn't I go? Why didn't
she's
go?
Everything. Yeah.
She is everything.
Except for, wait, what was the one meme?
I am my mother's.
Stop selling. Shh. Hey, call the cops on me.
So fucking funny.
That kills me.
I mean, she's creating an experience for you
people.
Yes. Come on.
What else do you want?
Can you imagine doing that though?
Did she do that at Bonnaroo?
No. Crazy shit. Like
so that. I think it's safe to say Dua Lipa's album release next week is safe.
Dua Lipa.
She's got an album coming out.
Wendy.
Miley Cyrus is going to be having an album coming out. Lord's got an album coming out. Victoria Justice is dropping a song tonight.
Hey, I think we all sing.
What?
I think we all sing.
We all sing. I have purse. Sorry.
Luckily, I have purse.
I have purse.
When Rachel says, I have knife.
Oh.
It's
Did
so
you get to
funny.
Meet Rachel?
I never.
No.
Oh wow!
Is that a new new worker at undisclosed workplace?
Yes.
Manager.
Yes.
Oh wait, her. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember her.
She'll come around the corner and say, "I have knife."
I have knife.
Hello, I have knife. I mean, come on, guys, go.
She has knife.
That's a joke.
Also, I think we all need to four. I want everybody to four. Everybody needs to get on Fortnite and play Fortnite with me. Even if you're listening,
I suck at gaming.
If you're listening to radio station, my Fortnite name is Marky Nation.
Marky Nation.
Or GINGEM, Gingem. I don't know which one it is, but you can add me up on there and I'll play Fortnite with you.
Or did you take your picture?
My picture?
Your Marky Nation picture. That's...
The drawing.
Oh, yes. Oh my god damn it.
It's on the back of the door.
Yeah, I know. I think it being on the back of the door keeps tripping me up. Wait, Jock, did you see it?
I love it.
I don't think so.
It's so... Audrey drew this amazing picture.
Kerboltle. Have you seen that one?
While we were dead. What was going on that it was so dead?
Dump.
What was going on that it was so dead?
The ventilation was broke.
Oh yeah.
It was down.
Oh wait, my
god. The grill broke.
The ventilation was completely like cut or something, so we couldn't fry any chips or make any food. So
we couldn't make any food.
Awesome in response
for...
to the picture, not the grill being broken.
No, that's
awesome.
No,
it was
too.
Awesome.
It was awesome.
Frankly.
Except for the fact that we were all eating, you know, the
raw chicken,
barbacoa, carnitas, that's it.
Okay, I like barbacoa and carnitas, so don't piss me off.
Yeah, what?
Wait, should we be talking about those foods? That's what I'm
thinking. They got that at other places as well. Qdoba exists.
Well, you've eliminated.
That one, guys.
You just revealed it.
I could be talking about hothead burritos.
You just said it. If you said it, we can't. Then obviously, we don't work there. If we just
or
said it.
This other secret one.
Well, there's plenty of other places.
Yeah, Bowling Green, Ohio. Yeah.
Why'd you say that?
Come on, you guys.
Why is it disclosed?
Because you don't want to get sued. We talk mad shit.
If you get sued, you would just get fired.
Yeah, we talk mad shit.
I already don't work there though.
True,
but I don't want you guys to.
I've been begging them to fire me at this point. I told Zach, I was like, I don't care if you fire me. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Mm-hmm. All right,
frankly,
so I'm gonna wear this little piercing in my nose. All I want, and I'm gonna be late every day, and I don't care.
Dude, when they started complaining about that, that pissed me off.
Are you working?
What?
Do you remember when they said that to the group chat? Like the manager. Said, like,
what?
They were like, we're gonna start cracking down on like people being late. Like you have to get here early.
Yeah,
like,
I saw that.
It was like, yeah,
and that's
it was like kind of a while ago. But
that's I've not been written up one time, and I'm late to work every day. I'm not on time ever.
No, yeah. Me neither.
Like
twin.
Because how are you gonna be?
You
how are you gonna be
now.
Mad that I'm 8 or 5 minutes late?
At least I'm there.
But I'm gonna be there for an hour or so after I'm supposed to.
Yeah. Facts.
No,
you
true.
Can't. You're already holding me hostage. You can't be mad that I just showed up to work. Come on, it's
for
and
real.
It's not like I'm like 30 minutes late.
Frankly,
yeah.
Be grateful.
So
no,
yeah.
Truly,
yeah.
They
be
start need to
the
they need
have,
to start
like,
respecting
start
their coworkers more because. Do you want us to come to work or not?
Yeah, I'm working on Saturday.
They should be
Saturday.
And they're surprised the turnover
oh, wait,
rate.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Let's think of that turnover rate, guys. Come on.
What you talking about?
We can do better. The turnover.
Carly Rae Jepsen, Emotion, Stream.
Who is going to be at Bonnaroo?
Oh, that's fun.
I'm pretty sure I wish I could go to Bonnaroo. So
you should.
My friends just told me they want to go to Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza.
I think it's
going to
be good.
Yeah, and that's why they want to go, because I think Lana Del Rey is...
Did you see Billy come out with Lana
Del
Rey?
Lana
Del Rey.
Billy's Nuts.
They sang Ocean Eyes.
Billy came out on Lana Day's Lana Del Rey's set list at Coachella. It was lit.
Yeah. Did you see a Grimes like messing up her set over and
that's
over?
That's so true.
I didn't
so
watch it,
Grimes
I heard
had
it was
somebody
bad.
Else organizer set for her instead of doing it herself.
Yeah. Why would she do that?
And because she didn't have time because of like the
she's grime.
Yeah, exactly.
And she can do what she wants.
She had it on the flash drive or whatever.
They saved it in a format that wasn't. She called it BPM, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm confused about that. Like, is there one? Because she said that the DJs at Coachella were set to like 320 BPM and that wasn't like formatted with her stuff. I don't know if it's a different term or if it's beats per minute, but I'm like, how could they just not change the speed down so that would fit her stuff?
I'm confused how
it might be like a conversion thing.
Yeah, and she was trying to convert it in her head, how to figure it out, and how I'm confused, like how like rehearsal went or anything like that.
Right, like is there any rehearsal?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was wondering. And that just, that sucks. And she did not have a backup either.
Yeah.
She had no backup.
That's she just had random ass
She's probably
mixes.
So hurt.
Yes, yeah, really. Yeah. She was so, she felt so bad. But she's doing it again this weekend, so it's going to be, it's going to be better, I think.
I hope so. I love her.
Is it, is Coachella 3 weekends or just 2?
I think 2.
I don't know.
I thought it was three.
Well, I don't know shit about festivals, so it's probably 3.
Do you guys know who Mac DeMarco is?
Yeah.
I think he came out and sang a song.
Oh, he did.
I want to literally rip my head off because are you serious, Mac DeMarco? Literally go on tour. Dude, you haven't been on tour since 2019. Go on tour, Mac DeMarco, if you're listening to this.
Didn't
please.
He like put out an album with like 100 demos or something?
Wayne G.
What did you think of it?
I didn't listen to all of it because it is very, very long. It's all just a bunch of snippets of things that he made that he just wanted to put out there. And people were thinking that maybe he's going to retire. That was a whole thing that
he's
retiring.
Old.
He's only in his 30s. Like, it's fine.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
my God.
Like
that man
32,
looks old
maybe.
As shit.
He looks
32?
At least
40.
Yeah. I love Mac DeMarco. And it's funny because like, I went on literally like his last tour whenever he came out with the Here Comes a Cowboy. He came out with Here Comes a Cowboy and I went on that tour in 2019 and then COVID happened and he just hasn't been on tour since.
He's had
a couple shows out in like LA and New York maybe a couple times, but he has not been on tour since and I'm so butthurt about it. Please, Mac DeMarco.
Yes.
Misinformed me.
This is gonna. If I was a famous artist, I would do everything in my power to not go on tour.
Yeah,
because I'm so scared of that.
And he
I feel like that's the most fun part.
It depends. I feel like it's. It depends on the kind of artist you
are.
I would only do
like one show a week.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to do like night after night after night after night.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do 2 nights in one location. Mm-hmm. Yes. But yeah. I think I would actually do one every 2 weeks.
I kind of liked what Harry did when he like went to 5 different locations and did like 10 shows at each.
The residency.
That was crazy.
That's what Adele and Katy Perry are doing in Las Vegas.
Ooh. I would die to see Adele.
The only problem.
Oh my God! I would literally die to see Adele.
Oh,
if I saw
God,
Adele and died after that, I'd be fine.
I was like the biggest fan of Adele when I was a kid. I used to draw pictures of her.
And
my mom was like, we need to like figure out a way to like mail these to her or something.
Oh my God.
You should find them.
I need to find them. They're not that bad, low key.
Come on.
Because I love Adele to this day. I'm biggest stan.
No, same.
She's iconic.
I didn't really like 30.
That was okay.
But
I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I thought some of them were good.
Mm-hmm.
Was 30 the one that, like, even if you had free Spotify, you could listen to it without ads? Because
I'm pretty sure. There were millions and millions and millions of copies at Target. When I went to Target.
I always see it at Target.
It was all over. Like, she was trying to get those albums sold.
Yeah.
And, unfortunately, I think a lot of them ended up in the landfill.
Oh,
because if they don't get sold, they send them back to the label, and the label just throws them out.
Damn.
I would at least.
Why wouldn't they give
them
out?
Yeah, donate them.
Yeah, what?
I'd give it to a homeless guy.
Yeah. Hey. Here, you can have 600,000 of these records
with no record player.
Yeah. That's why I buy CDs. I like CDs better.
Oh, true.
I do like records.
It's less waste too.
Yeah, and you can play it in your car. You can play it anywhere, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I love records. I love both. I love cassettes.
Me too.
I like cassettes.
I have a Mac DeMarco
cassette
that's autographed by him.
Yeah.
Because I met him. Yeah.
That is,
Yeah, I met Mac Tamarco.
That's fun.
What do you smell like?
Cigarettes.
That's what I was going to guess.
No, he took a shower before he came out, but he was a sweaty mess before he came out on stage and everything, because he does the most when he performs.
He does.
And he took a shower, and how it went was when we were leaving, I saw these two guys just standing. It looked like next to his bus, and this was 2019. No one knew who Mac DeMarco was.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, if you did, great. But most people, no one. Like, I told everyone at my school, no one knew who he was. But we were standing there next to his bus, and I was like, "What are you guys doing?" Just these two guys, and they were like, "Oh, we're waiting for him to come out. We want to get his autograph and stuff." And I saw them like holding their records, and they had like a Sharpie and stuff. And I was like, "Oh, like, can I stand by you? Like, I want to wait for him too." And so we were sitting there waiting and waiting, and then literally a crowd started forming behind us.
No.
And we were just standing next to this barricade waiting for him to come out, and he finally came out, and we were the first people he came up to.
Great.
So I got a picture with him. I literally was stunned. I couldn't even say anything to him. I literally couldn't say a word. Like, there was just so much. I was like, can I get a picture with you? Can you sign my cassette for me,
please?
It's
like, what do you even say when you meet, like, someone you idolize? It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy, but I would do anything to redo that moment. Oh my gosh, I want to meet him again.
I didn't say shit when I met Shania Twain.
That was crazy. Wait, tell that story. You never told it.
Oh, okay.
Wait,
I'll
how much time we have?
We 10 more minutes.
Okay,
it's probably enough time to tell this story. So, I was sent to the National Catholic Youth Conference as a junior in high school, and while I was there, they had a like pre-showing of this movie called Believe with KJ Apa and Britt Robertson. And I was like, okay, sounds like fun. And the other options, like, you either see the preview or you go pray. So I was like, I'm going to watch this movie. And so I went with my friends, and at the end of the movie, and it was very raw cut. Like, there was like still
editing
outlines on it that you could see. And they were like, give us your review. What did you think about it? And then if you give us that, then your name will go in for a raffle to go to the premiere.
Ooh.
And I was like, and at first they said you have to be 18 to enter the raffle, or you have to have a guardian put your name in for you. I just put my name in because I didn't give a shoot.
Come on, he's going
to
check.
Exactly. And so that happens.
Like, what?
Who's going to check?
Exactly. And so I threw my name in the bucket.
Like,
and then a month later, or maybe 3 months later, it was a while because I totally forgot about it. Mm-hmm. And I got a phone call from this lady who was very nice, but I was scared at first. I was like, this is such a scam. She was like, is this Mark? And I was like, yes, of course. And she was like, so you actually just won a trip to go see the premiere of I Still Believe in L.A. And I said, Mom, you got to listen to this lady. And so my mom, I'm pretty sure I asked my dad about it at first, and he was so skeptical. He was like, we don't even know these people. How are they going to fly you out? Where are you going to stay? What's going on? And then my mom talked to them, and my mom has never flown on a plane before.
Really?
So it was meant to be, because I got to travel with my mom on her first plane ride, and it was amazing, and we got to see LA but mind you, we were there for only 36 hours. So we landed in LA.
Wow.
We went to how did the day go? So we landed in LA at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then we get to our hotel, and Ubers there are like $200 an Uber.
Yeah.
How do you guys afford to take an Uber around?
Did the people pay for your Uber?
No. They only paid for the flight and the hotel.
No food?
Right.
No nothing?
Nothing.
That's foul.
Nothing.
That's foul.
Well, yeah, honestly, like thinking back, I was like, they did not treat us as well as they should have for this experience. And
they're like, oh, you run a raffle, la, la, la.
Yeah, it's like, you're going to get all this out. But anyway, so.
All my food, all my rides.
Exactly.
Where's
my special dinner with Shania Twain? So After we get to our hotel and then we go to bed because we had just woken up at like 4 o'clock in the morning right. to do this. And then we wake up at like 2 and then the hotel was right next to a mall and right next to the Walk of Fame. So we walked That's around. Fun. It like honestly, the hotel they chose was kind of perfect because it was right in the middle of Hollywood.
That's cool.
Yeah, that probably would have been expensive.
I will say it smelled like weed and candy and piss. That's what it was like. It was kind of like such a nostalgic smell, like
gummy bears,
like that area.
And like sweet treats.
So we went to the mall and then we ate at this Japanese place and then we had to get ready for the premiere because like we flew in, the premiere's that night. And then so I have my little express outfit that my mom picked out for me for my birthday. Because this is happening on my birthday, mind you.
That's so this is happening on
Yes, exactly.
The moms love express.
The moms love express.
And so I'm all dappered up, and my mom gets all dappered up.
I bet you
and
look handsome.
And this was back when I was a twink.
Oh.
At the time. So,
how did I know you were a twink?
And I'm going to this Christian premiere, and I'm like this gay boy going. And anyway, so we go and. There's like these other people that are like kind of with our group, but not at the same time. One of them had like a million followers on TikTok and he followed me.
Oh.
But he was doing stuff like he was like doing daily prayer times. And I'm like, this isn't really kind of like.
I was like, okay, guys, a million followers.
So we get to the premiere and oh my God, I'm so nervous. But honestly, it was like. Like, you think a premiere, like, you think everything is huge. You know what I mean? But it was literally, like, they rolled out a red carpet, they put up posters for the movie, and that's what it was. Like, that's what premiere, like, and then we waited for another half hour for the actors to get there to walk down the red carpet. And they let us walk down the red carpet, too. They got my picture taken. Yeah. And
they're like, who's this kid?
Which I wish so. Exactly. Who's this bitch walking down the red carpet right now? And... So, I wish I had discovered skincare before this happened because, oh my God, was my skin broken out.
No.
But.
It's hard.
Wait, how old?
Yeah, how old are you in high school?
I was turning 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so after I got pictures with KJ Appa, I got pictures with his, the friend that was just in May, December, whichever, I don't remember what that guy's name is, that he was with Natalie Portman in that movie, whatever.
Oh.
Brett Robertson, and then there was one other guy that my mom knew that I didn't know, so he's probably like an older actor. Mm-hmm. But then the whole cast of Riverdale was there, pretty much.
That's lit.
Like the gay guy, he was there.
Yes.
The gay guy from Riverdale. Guy.
Kevin.
Was Cole Sprouse there?
No.
Fuck.
No. And so, and then KJ Appa was there, and they looked like amazing. And I was like, so I got pictures of them, and my picture with KJ Appa is cursed because I took it as so. It's weird because half of KJ Appa's face is in the flash, half of it isn't in the flash, and then everything's washed out. It's terrible. And then we watched the movie, and I'm like trying to take selfies because we're way up front. And they're all the way up in the back, so they have the best seats. And I'm, like, trying to take selfies with them in the background. Right. I'm like, oh, my God, the Riverdale cast is here right now, whatever. So we do the premiere. It's okay. The movie's, like, it got, like, 20% around me. But it was still so fun. And then the next day, me and my mom wake up and we're like, we got to do as much as we can because we're leaving that night.
Mm.
And this other group that went, they got to stay the whole weekend. But we got there. We have 12 hours until our flight leaves. Let's do whatever we can. So my mom wants to go to church.
No.
So we go to church.
Don't tell me that.
And then we meet this nice tour guide who tells us about stuff. I'm pretty sure he was trying to save us from being mugged because there was a guy waiting on the corner, like looking at us. And then the tour guide comes around and he's like, oh, are you guys not from here? And I'm like, whoa, he's definitely trying to save us.
Yeah.
And then we go to Running Canyon, and then we go to Santa Monica, and then we go back to Running Canyon, and we went to the observatory where La La Land.
Oh, you that's guys, fun!
Yes, it was so beautiful.
I want to go there.
And then we went back to the hotel, got our stuff, and went to the airport and left. And that was my little taste
that's
of
fun.
LA. And
wait, I've been wanting to go back to LA.
So
what happened? Did she say anything? when you met Shania Twain.
Was, oh, and I also, have you guys seen Grey's Anatomy?
Yes. Yeah. Who would you meet?
April.
Stop.
The blonde one?
No, she's Kettner. Redhead. Oh. April Kettner. Oh, yeah. The one who's from Ohio in the show.
Oh.
The virgin. And then, yeah.
And I got her because my friend Libby is obsessed. That was her favorite character. And I was like, can you please say hi, Libby, for my friend? And we FaceTimed and I recorded it for her. And that was really nice. And so she was the only other, like, bigger name that was there other than, oh, the guy who plays Joaquin from Riverdale was also there. And then maybe Cole was there. Because when I came out, I went to go to the bathroom. And then they were all coming out of the bathroom. And I was like, imagine if I would have been in the bathroom at the same time.
You're
I
was like,
take a synchronized piss with Cole Sprouse.
And I'm like, I'm like this little gay boy. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this. But that was genuinely, I think that was the biggest thing that ever happened to me in my whole life up to that point.
That's iconic. It's everything.
That'd be really fun.
And then I got to brag about it. And I've, ever since then.
Your first taste of fame.
It was so beautiful. Ever since I went to LA, I've wanted to go back so bad.
I've never been. I really want to go either.
Like, I want to go. I can't even express. And also, if you get into astrocartography at all, like.
Yeah.
My Jupiter line is. And it's like my Jupiter and my sun or my ascendant is right next to LA. And I think that's why the vibes were so good for me. Because like I've just been craving going back to LA so bad.
That's how I am with Florida. All my like cartography lines go all the way through like lots of parts of Florida. Mm-hmm. And that is where like I want to go. That's where I want to live. Like I love Florida.
I should look into that.
Yeah.
No, you definitely should. I'll help you out with it.
Yeah. I will look into it too. But
maybe I'll should do an episode. I could do an episode on that.
Okay.
Another astrology part two.
Well, I do need to do a part two already.
Yeah.
We can do a part two, three, four, five, six.
Yes, absolutely. I'm down.
Part two, three, four, five, six.
So, guys, do we have any last words for our listeners before we end the episode?
Yes.
Goodbye,
girl. Dream guest on my podcast?
Listen to Falcon Radio.
Listen to Falcon Radio.
Jack, I'm so excited for you.
Congratulations, congratulations on finishing. It's amazing.
It's so lit.
Congrats.
I'll miss you. I'll miss you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll miss all of you.
Follow me on TikTok. It's DRTYTOESE. Dirty Toes.
Dirty Toes.
Follow me.
Underscore Audrey Jewel.
Trust, everybody will be tagged.
Follow me, Coco Bobo O2.
And
thank you all for being on the show today.
Yes, and thank you guys.
These were the only ones
listening.
That came. We invited everyone that was on the show before, and these were the only ones that pulled up.
Thank God, because we only have a limited number of mics.
Yeah,
but I mean, we have a
and one of them was giving us some trouble.
Yeah.
Some grief.
So it works out.
Yeah,
I was glad to be here.
Yay! Yes, we're so happy you guys are. And
we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yes, stay tuned for season two.
And follow our Instagram because we'll put a bunch of updates on there and links to other
at Mark and Chloe's Big Epic Adventure.
Yep,
it's just our full name. And if you guys have any suggestions for what you guys want to see, like because we're just going to be starting out doing these different random things, so give us some ideas. Let us know what you want to see, and we'll do it.
Yes. And thank you for listening.
Season one
is done. Thank you. Ba-da-da-da.